Before we get off into that, let's just finish out with her case, because there are a couple other things I wanted to bring up about her specifically before we get into sort of the paper. So one other question I was thinking about is, in general, up until now or up until this came out, were you giving post-chemo radiation consolidation? Because you give paclitaxel carboplatin. Do you give it afterwards?
Yes, I did. I generally gave two cycles of pac carbo, either every 3 weeks or what I call the Bolani regimen, weekly, days 1 and 8, 15 every month for two cycles. And that had really become my standard probably for the past 15, 18 years.
So, but in this lady, did you give her that before she started their Valumab?
No, I did not. The clinical trial at least stipulated the initiation of the checkpoint inhibitor within 2 to 6 weeks of completion of the chemo radiation without concurrent chemo. And since the study construct, that schema actually generated the data we've observed in the two New England Journal papers, I felt fairly strongly I wasn't going to deviate from the way it was given.
So this patient, another issue that this patient had an activating tumor mutation, EGFR mutation, and there's been debate about whether checkpoint inhibitors are helpful in patients with these mutations. But this was one trial, the Pacific trial, where they actually looked at that and it kind of looked like those patients benefited. Was that your take?
The numbers are really tiny. You go back to the original paper, it was about 42, 45 patients out of well over 700. Maybe a slight trend toward benefit. The confidence intervals were really wide, so they overlapped unity. And you have to go to the second paper and to the supplements to actually find the survival outcomes for the EGFR mutants. And they don't even have a forest plot. The numbers are way too small. So I think we're in uncharted territory. And again, for the same reason that I'd argue to at least consider Durvalumab and PD-L1 negative, I'd make the same argument in this setting, at least for EGFR mutant. I am absolutely certain had this patient had metastatic disease, I would not offer a PD-L1 inhibitor, even if the PD-L1 had been positive in the face of an EGFR activating mutation.
Right. And there, I think people are using targeted therapy before even thinking about a checkpoint inhibitor.
Absolutely.